What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we are bringing you guys our Notre Dame versus Clemson preview prediction video. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Let me know your score predictions in the comments, as we did our score prediction challenge last week. Nobody got that one right, as everybody picked Clemson. NC State with the upset, beat them 24-17. So, nobody got it right last week. But if you get the score prediction right, or whoever's the closest, but you have to pick the winning team. So it can't just be like, you know, for last week's example, whoever picked Clemson to win by the least because they lost. No, you got to pick the winning team. You got to have the winning team. So if whoever gets the closest score prediction, we'll get a shout out on the next video. So let's go ahead and jump into today's video. Oh, real quick, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Like I mentioned, help me hit that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of October. Check out the description for links to our shop, podcast, and website. We just dropped some new merch over on the shop. Go check it out. Get a t-shirt or something over there. So, number 12, Notre Dame coming to town against Clemson this Saturday, November 4th. It'll be a 12 o'clock game on ABC. Notre Dame is favored by 3 points as of right now. They come in at 7-2 overall on the season, beat Navy 42-3, Tennessee State 56-3, beat NC State on the road 45-24, beat Central Michigan at home 41-17, lost to Ohio State at home 17-14, beat Duke on the road 21-14, lost to Louisville on the road 33-20, beat USC at home 48-20, and beat Pitt at home last week 58-7. You look at the Clemson Tigers, they come in, they're kind of struggling a little bit here. They're 4-4 on the season, unfamiliar territory. Clemson's won 10 games, the last, I believe, like 12 years now under Dabo. They're not going to hit that this year. They're not going to hit that this year. So, and Clemson in some uncharted territory, a place that they haven't been in a while, but I got faith in Dabo and the rest of the coaching staff that maybe not get this thing turned completely around this year, but definitely still a lot left to play for, a lot to build on, and a lot to get out of this season still. But you look at them on the road at Duke week one, lost 28-7, beat Charleston Southern 66-17, beat FAU 48-14, lost to Florida State at home 31-24 in overtime. Beat Syracuse on the road 31-14, beat Wake Forest 17-12, lost to Miami in double overtime off the bye week 28-20 on the road, and then this past week they lost at NC State 24-17. They currently sit at 4-4 overall, 2-4 in the conference. That has them in 10th place in the conference, one of only three teams in the conference to have lost four games, puts them with Wake Forest and Syracuse, who are 0-4 and 1-4. So, you know, Clemson, like I said, in a little bit of uncharted territory, but they can rebound. They can rebound for sure. You look at the series history between these teams. Clemson leads the all-time series 4-3. Clemson is 3-2 since 2000, so it's been a pretty even series. They split back in the 70s, one apiece, and then. You look since then, Clemson won the Hurricane game in Death Valley in 2015, 24-22. Then absolutely smoked Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl, 30-3 in the playoff. Then in the 2020 regular season, DJ's second career start, they go up there, they lose it in over. Clemson loses in overtime. Then they play them in the ACC championship of that year, stomp them. I believe it was 34-10. Then. Last year, Clemson gets beat pretty bad, 35-14 in South Bend. So we'll see what Clemson's able to come with this year. If they can do a better performance than they did last year, or if it'll be more of the same. But let's get to my keys to the game. So my keys to the game: number one is win the turnover battle. Clemson is tied for the 23rd most turnovers in the country with 15. Turnovers. They fumbled the ball 10 times. They've thrown 5 interceptions. Clemson is tied for 95th in turnover margin at -3. Clemson's had at least one turnover in every single game this season. They've turned the ball over at least once in every single game this year, which is not good at all. You can't turn the ball over in every single game you play, especially when you aren't really, you know, forcing a whole lot of turnovers on the defense. You know, like they forced a good bit. You know, they forced 12 of them, but still not a ton of, you know, to be giving up a turnover every game. Then you look, Notre Dame is tied for third in turnovers forced with 18 coming into this one. They forced 13 interceptions and they forced 5 fumbles. So, you know, you got a team like in Clemson who turns the ball over a lot. It's part of who they are at this point. It's part of their DNA, part of their identity. And you have a team like Notre Dame who turns people over a lot and forces a lot of turnovers. So, you know, this is going to be one for Clemson. You really cannot afford to turn the football over. You really cannot afford to turn the ball over. You have got to, you've got to win the turnover battle. And part in doing that is going to be getting pressure on Sam Hartman, making him not feel, you know, making him uncomfortable, making him force some throws to get some interceptions. So, because we've seen that, especially in the Louisville game, you know, they got some pressure on him and he just looked terrible. He was just throwing the ball just to throw it. So if Clemson can do that, then maybe they can force a few turnovers or two. My key number two is develop a run game. Clemson is 64th in rush yards per game with 156.7 yards. Clemson averages only 4.25 yards per carry. That's 63rd in the country. Then you look at Notre Dame, on the other hand, they're 37th in rushing yards per game allowed, with only allowing 121.3 yards a game. And Notre Dame is only allowing 3.51 yards a carry. So it's not going to be particularly an easy task for Clemson to develop a run game, but it's something that they have to do in order to win the football game. And this Notre Dame defense, particularly in that secondary, is just too good for you to be one-dimensional against them. You have to be balanced. You have to be able to run the football, and that's going to be really hard as it is, especially when you consider the fact that Will Shipley's not going to be able to play in this game. He got hit in the head against NC State. They thought he had a potential broken neck. Turns out it's just a concussion, so he's in concussion protocol. I'm pretty sure he's already been ruled out for this game. I don't think he's going to play. So that already hurts down your top running back. And you look at the struggles the offensive line has had. It's going to be tough to develop a run game, but it's something that Clemson's going to have to do if they want to win this football game. And number three is possess the football. All right, you can't turn the ball over. You can't be going three and out. You have got to possess the ball because your defense is going to tire out. The defense is good enough to stop their offense. Notre Dame's offense is nothing. They aren't anything spectacular. They're just an average, mediocre offense. Clemson's elite defense can stop them and can stop them consistently. Where Notre Dame is good at, though, is that offense is really good at taking turnovers and putting points on the board from them. So you got to possess the football. Not only that, you can't let your defense tire out, because if you give up, Clemson's not going to score 20 more than, I would say, if everything goes perfect for Clemson, they probably score about 24, 28 points in the game. Just the way that I think the game's going to go. If everything were to go perfect for Clemson, the offense is rolling. I think at best they score, you know, 28 points. So I really think that for this team, for this Clemson team to get the win here, they're going to really have to make sure that you know, that they keep their defense fresh, because they don't want Notre Dame going up and down the field on them scoring because their defense is tired out because they keep going three and out. Because that is a very good game plan to be down 21-0 at halftime if you do that. So, yeah, try not to do that if you're Clemson. Hold on to the football. Clemson averages a time of possession of 31 minutes a game. That's 31st in the country. Notre Dame averages a time of possession of 30 minutes a game. That's 57th in the country. Now, it's so far of a gap between them because Notre Dame's played 9 games. Most everybody else has only played 8. So that's why the margin's that big as far as ranking. But, I mean, they're both pretty similar. They both hold the ball for about half the game. The other team has it the other half of the game. I think for Clemson, you really want to have the football for about 35 to 38 minutes in this game. I think you really want to possess the ball. And now that doesn't mean you have it that long, because Notre Dame has 3 drives of a minute and a half or less and a touchdown on the board. No, you want to have that because you're holding the football and you're forcing them to go three and out. So, I mean, look, This is a game I don't expect Clemson to win, but this is a game that they definitely can win. This is going to be in Death Valley, so they've got the home field advantage, which is a very big, big thing at Clemson. That is a huge home field advantage that they have. You know, it's going to be Cade Klubnik, they threw him in last year. He threw a pick six pretty much. I mean, Notre Dame picked him off and then had the ball at like the four. So, you know, this is definitely a game that they can win. Again, it's not one that I really expect them to win, but I mean, there's nothing that says that they can't go out and win this football game. I mean, they could definitely go and win it. So, like, they have the talent, that's for sure. Clemson has the talent to go and do it. It's just a matter of if they will, and that's something that's kind of been, you know, that's kind of been a question the whole time at Clemson this season, is just, you know, if, you know, are we going to be able to do it or not? So, you know, it's something to watch for and see. It's not a game that if you weren't a fan of either team, I would sit down and say, yes, this is a must watch at 12 o'clock on Saturday. But it might be one worth checking in on and keeping up with, because it could potentially be a game. I mean, look at the Florida State game. Clemson had that game won. But again, the turnovers is what killed them in that one. They had that game won. They were up a touchdown. They were driving. They were inside the 35 of Florida State. Klubnik gets hit and fumbles the ball the backside. Nobody picked him up, and he runs it all the way back. It's 24-24. Nothing happens from there. But you look at Florida State's offense, they only scored 3 points the entire second half, and then, you know, the touchdown in overtime. So this defense can definitely stop Notre Dame's offense for sure. That's no question. It's just, what can the offense do? But now for the score prediction. So I've kind of, you know, I've kind of debated on what I want the score to be, or what my score prediction would be, how, you know, big of a margin it's going to be. But I finally settled on 31-13 in favor of Notre Dame. I think that's a pretty fair margin. It might end up being, you know, 31-20 if Clemson gets a late touchdown or something like that. We'll have to see. But, yeah, I think after this week, Clemson very well could be a below 500 team. Sorry, I forgot to change the spread on that. It's not -9. It is -3. But, yeah, that's my score prediction, 31-13. So I appreciate all of you guys watching today. That's going to wrap up today's video. Hope all of you guys enjoyed it. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Let me know those score predictions so you can get a shout-out next week. But I appreciate all of you guys watching, and we will see you.